always interesting to me, like, just as a person who sits in creative spaces, and because sometimes that's the only fucking definition that matters, right? Like, I am in a, I'm in the room where shit's being sort of worked out, and the lane kind of gets stupid after a certain point, because it's really funny just as a creative when you sit in a room, it's like, well, who's the composer? Well, who's the writer? Well, who's the director? And the truth is, at a certain point, y'all are just three motherfuckers in the room trying to find some solutions.
Yeah, that's real.
And you are not at all. Mm-hmm. Or, well, at least that's how it is in Impact. I can't speak of the whole world. But the part of that that is always meaningful to me is you never think your way through it when you get to that point of honesty, right? Like, there's a part in the process where it's super cerebral, and you know, you're all up in your fucking ego and your bullshit. Like, I wanted it to be blah, blah, blah. And that's great until that shit don't work. and then you've got to find the roadmap through it. And sometimes the only roadmap through it is, well, how does it feel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right? And it isn't just, how does it look? It's, how does it feel? Well, not just how does it sound, but how does it feel? And trying to communicate that, for instance, to an actor who is concerned about her voice and her range, or one that has anxiety about performance, that now you crushing that shit and I'm gonna need you to breathe, is sometimes what our job is on the other side of the table, mm-hmm. which is, I respect you as a person and your anxieties are your anxieties, right? But we gonna have to figure out how to let you see this thing that's happening in the room, mm-hmm.